Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, God Puts Us to the Test, already in progress.
Weston Blair. Y'all remember Weston Blair? He had cancer. Yeah, and the doctors told him, said, it ain't going to work. You're going to die. And so he come up here, and I told him, I said, Weston, cancer is caused by unforgiveness and bitterness. I said, do you have any unforgiveness towards somebody? He said, oh, my dad. I said, do you have unforgiveness towards your dad? He said, yeah, my dad was mean to my mother, and he used to beat her up. And I, when I was growing up, I thought if I could kill him, I would. He said he was very mean. I said, well, you got to forgive him. I said, if you don't forgive him, God won't forgive you. And I said, I guarantee if you don't forgive him, you won't never get well. But I said, if you do forgive him. And he said, well, I want to get well. So he said, I will forgive him. So he forgave him. I said, now then, I'm going to pray for you. And I did. I broke the curse over him, commanded the spirits to leave him. I said, now, Boyston, you have to trust Jesus 100%. That means no medicine, no drugs, no nothing from the doctors. You've got to trust God. And he's got terminal cancer stage 4 time they find it. He said, I'll do it, Thurman, I'll do it. I showed him in the scripture where it says, you have to believe with no doubt in your heart. He said, when he looked at that scripture, he said, Thurman, that means that we prayed, I've got to believe with no doubt in my heart. I said, that's right. So what does that mean? He said, well, the way I understand it, of course, he was a very educated man. He had a PhD and he was a very educated man. Plus, he was a Baptist preacher also. He said, to believe God with all my heart means I got to trust him and no doctor. I said, that's exactly what that means. Now, he's being tested. So Weston leaves here and he goes down. And he said, they want me to come down there and they want to do a test on me to see how bad it is. I said, there's not anything wrong with going down there and let them test you. Just don't let them do nothing to you. Don't take no doctor, no pills, no nothing. You know, don't let them do no radiation, no chemo. Just let them do the test and then tell you what it is. And then we can come and praise God for your healing. So he went down there and the doctor checked him. He told him what it was. And he said, I need to start chemo and radiation both immediately today while you're here. He said, no, I ain't going to take it. He said, sir, you're crazy. He said, no, I ain't going to take it. He said, I'm a man of God. He said, I got with a man of God and he showed me scripture where it says, if I don't trust God 100%, I'm double-minded. He ain't going to have nothing to do with my healing. So then I got to depend on you guys. And he said, y'all might not know how to heal this disease, but he said, I know God knows how to do it. So he said, I'm going to stay with God. Well, they said, you're crazy. He said, no, maybe I am. But said, ain't no. He said, at least let us give you some of this medication. He says, no, nothing, nothing. See, we don't understand what nothing means. You know, we always want to put a little something with it. I believe God, but I got to have this to go with it. So anyway, Weston came back and we praised the Lord every Sunday and he thanked the Lord for his healing. And they told him to come back in 6 months. This world-renowned doctor said, if you're still alive, come back in 6 months. Oh, he said, I'll be alive. Okay. So in 6 months, he went back there and walked in there and the doctor looked at him and said, well, you look good. He said, well, I feel good. I know I'm healed because Jesus promised it. He said, but I don't go by what I see or feel. I go by what the Word says. So anyway, the doctor done the test on him and everything. He come back and he said, Weston, whatever you're doing, you need to bottle it and patent it. It will sell. He said, you do not have a cancer cell in your body. Now then, what if he had went down there and they'd have said, you got to have this chemo and radiation. And he just said, okay, just give me it. What do you think would happen to him? Sure, he would have died. Guarantee he would have died. See, God put him to the test. Now then, I hate to say this, but I got a feeling this is why so many of these pastors, you know, that are trying to stand on God's word, that are not standing on his word, why some of them are dying. I had one from Tulsa. They called me here a while back. In fact, a lady from here that goes to church up there in Tulsa, this big church, and their pastor came down with something. I think it was cancer. And anyway, somebody here went up there that knew them, that went to church up there when they were there, and went to the pastor's wife and told her about me and asked her if she would at least call me. So she called me and she said, my husband is sick. He's got cancer and everything. And I said, well, ma'am, either you or him have a sin in your life. It's probably unforgiveness or bitterness. And I said, it can be either you or it can be him or it can be both of you. But I said, the curse causes cannot come to rest. She said, we've been in the ministry forever. And I've never heard anybody make a statement like that. I said, ma'am, this is totally scriptural. It's come right out of God's word. She said, I don't believe that. She said, you're trying to tell me my husband or me got a sin in their life for the reason we're sick. I said, yes, ma'am, that's exactly what it is. She would not believe. Not at all. She said, nope, I don't believe that at all. And she hung up the phone, said, good day, thank you for your information. And he died. He died. He was the pastor of a huge church up there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But I'd seen him at two or three of the Kenneth Copeland Crusades when I went. I'd shook his hand a couple of times. But, I mean, if you don't trust God and you got a bitterness in your life and it don't get taken care of, as long as the sin remains, the curse remains. And if you don't get rid of that sin, you can't get healed. Now then, I don't know what people's sins are. You know, I have to talk to them. I have to find out. But I guarantee from God's word, sickness cannot come upon any of us without some kind of a reason. It's written. You know, I mean, there's a curse. There's a cause for everything. And so God puts us here on this earth and he tests us. He tries us. He tests us to see what we're going to do. And most of us don't study his word. I mean, I think about Dave, of course. You know, I've told his story so many times. When I first met Dave over in Plano that time when he had this that eczema all over his body, I told him, I said, son, I don't care what you have. If you'll do what I tell you from God's word, I guarantee God will heal you. And of course, you know, he looked at me and says, Pastor, you can't guarantee God will do anything. But can I? Yes. Of course you can. What will God do? He'll do exactly what he said in that book. Will he not, Bill? I mean, if it's written, that's what he means, right, Bill? Yeah, all we got to do is listen. You know, and I know that lots of people that have listened to God's word and have talked to other people in other churches that are teaching his word, that's just like me. I remember one year over at Lakeland, whenever the administrator, he was teaching a Bible study class and I was in it. We were over in Genesis and he's talking about the story about, he was talking about Pharaoh and how God hardened Pharaoh's heart. And as he said that, you know, and then he made a statement, you know, he says, I asked the question, why does God harden his heart? It clearly said that. He said, Thurman, it's not written exactly like that. It says God allowed Pharaoh to harden his own heart. I said, but that's not what the scripture says. I said, the scripture clearly says that God hardened Pharaoh's heart for his glory. I said, now, with me being an instructor and teaching different things on airplanes, if it says something about an airplane, I don't say, this is what it's written, but this is how it works. Because it does not work like that. I've taught a lot of airplanes in my life, big ones, little ones, mostly big ones, four engines and three engines and all that stuff. But everything that was in the owner's manual that came for me to teach out of those airplanes worked just exactly like that book said. No deviations. I mean, you know, if when I was flying airplanes, if it said there, we got 350,000 pounds takeoff weight, we're going to fly to London, it's going to take this many thousand pounds of fuel to get from here to London, and it's going to burn this many thousand pounds per hour and everything, I didn't say, okay, if it says it's going to burn 1,200 pounds of fuel an hour, I didn't say, well, I don't think it'll burn that much. Let's put 1,000 pounds an hour and let's see how that works. No, I'd run out of gas, you know. You don't, in other words, there's been too many people. In fact, there was a young man here a while back. He just got his private pilot's license and he was flying a Cessna 172. And he was coming from somewhere in Oklahoma to Dallas. And they had run into a pretty severe headwind. Now, he figured everything perfect. See, they had always told him, figure everything perfect. And that really, that's the way you're supposed to do it. But when he got everything figured, he figured his weight of his wife and him and the couple of children that he had and a little bit of baggage they were bringing and everything, then they couldn't fill the airplane up with fuel. They had to put just this much fuel on there. And that's going to be enough fuel to just barely get here. I mean, they're going to make it, but just barely. But anyway, you never run an airplane flight too close. I mean, you know, they got a little room for error there. You know, you put a little extra fuel on and leave a little baggage there. Or if you're 10 or 20 or 30 pounds overweight, it'll still fly, you know, with 20 pounds overweight. It's just, you know, it's not supposed to do that. But I'd rather do that than get killed, you know. So anyway, I know they'll fly 20 or 30 pounds overweight because I've done that a few times. I know they will. And so anyway, they took off from Tulsa or Oklahoma City, wherever it was, coming to Dallas. And when they started, it turned out that there was a much, much stronger wind blowing than he thought. Now, I did that one time coming back from, in fact, a couple of years ago, we did that in 421. We left up there and we were coming back. And by the time we got halfway back, I kept telling Dave, I said, Dave, according to the instruments, we're going to have 5 gallons of fuel left in each main tank when we get to Dallas, and that's all. I said, that is too close in a 421 that burns 25 gallons an hour, you know, on each engine. I said, so you make a little tiny mistake or we have to be directed out somewhere, we run out of fuel. So I said, we're going to go over by Durant. We're going to land at Durant and fill this thing up. And so that's what we did. We went over to Durant. We landed there and filled the airplane up, took off and come on home. Of course, we had plenty of fuel when we got home, but this boy didn't do it like that. He kept coming straight to Dallas with that headwind, and he was just about 3 or 4 miles short of the end of the runway when that airplane ran out of fuel. Wow. And it was by this time it was dark, it was night, and he had to land a 172 in the brush out there somewhere, not being able to see anything with no lights, and of course he hit something and killed everybody in the airplane. And he was a brand new pilot. So see, you have to go by rules. You know, if it says it's going to take this much fuel to get there, then make a little bit of extra room in there for leeway so that if you do run into a headwind, then leave your baggage at home. Or if you have to, leave one of the kids at home or something, you know. But, or leave your wife and kids at home. Go by yourself or something. But you got to have enough fuel to make that trip. You can't guess. It don't work.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, God Puts Us to the Test, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.